Then, Van Helsing said, placing his hand very tenderly on Mrs. Harker's head, "And now, Madam Mina, poor dear, dear Madam Mina, tell us exactly what happened. God knows that I don't want that you be pained, but it is need that we know all. For now, more than ever, has all work to be done quick and sharp and in deadly earnest. The day is close to us that must end all, if it may be so. And now is the chance that we may live and learn." The poor dear lady shivered, and I could see the tension of her nerves as she clasped her husband closer to her, and bent her head lower and lower still on his breast. Then she raised her head proudly, and held out one hand to Van Helsing, who took it in his, and after stooping and kissing it reverently, held it fast. The other hand was locked in that of her husband, who held his other arm thrown round her protectingly. After a pause, in which she was evidently ordering her thoughts, she began. "I took the sleeping draught which you had so kindly given me, but for a long time it did not act. I seemed to become more wakeful, and myriads of horrible fancies began to crowd in upon my mind, all of them connected with death and vampires, with blood and pain and trouble." Her husband involuntarily groaned as she turned to him and said lovingly, "Don't fret, my dear. You must be brave and strong and help me through the horrible task. If you only knew what an effort it is to me to tell of this fearful thing at all, you would understand how much I need your help. Well, I saw I must try to help the medicine to its work with my will, if it was to do me any good, so I resolutely set myself to sleep. Sure enough, sleep must soon have come to me, for I remember no more. Jonathan coming in had not waked me, for he lay by my side when next I remember. There was in the room the same thin white mist that I had before noticed, but I forgot now if you know of this. You will find it in my diary, which I shall show you later. I felt the same vague terror which had come to me before, and the same sense of some presence. I turned to wake Jonathan, but found that he slept so soundly that it seemed as if it was he who had taken the sleeping draught, and not I. I tried, but I could not waken him.